You're listening to Katie and Kay Carbondale. Support for Geek Speak on Katie and Kay comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking, support, tutoring, and web design. Secure, informed, and connected. 970-948-7992. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Roaring Fork Help Desk in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
How's it going, Matt?
Going good. Let's get these levels a little less spicy. Yeah. There we go.
I gotta say that I'm pretty enthralled with the technology of putting 4 gallons of diesel in a metal tube.
Absolutely.
And setting it on fire.
That was fantastic.
Do not try this at home, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but it was wonderful.
So did you see how they were... So what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is we were up at the bonfire up in Redstone on Saturday. And they were doing this... what are they calling them? Gas bombs?
Yeah, I saw them. I thought they were mortars, so we kind of went on the other side of the... bonfire, because we're like, it's like, well, you know, Lee's pregnant, so it's like we can't have too loud of noises scaring everything. So we just, we went a little further away, and then, I'm taking pictures of the fireworks up on the hill, then all of a sudden there's this foom and a mushroom cloud, to my south, or no, north in that case. And
I thought the best description was a fire donut.
Fire donut? Yeah.
I didn't see a stem on the mushroom. It was just but it had a hole. Like there was like a hole in the middle of it. You know. Anyway, it was a fire donut, 30 feet across, probably.
Yeah,
or 30 yards. I don't know.
It was 30 feet. It was big.
It was big.
Got your attention.
I thought something went terribly wrong because I was out in front of the Redstone Inn when the first one went off, and I saw it come up over the building, and I'm like, "Whoa, that is not normal for fireworks."
No, they're not normal, but
yeah,
yeah, it was definitely fun.
Yeah. 970-963-2976 if you want to get in on the fun. And like I said, please do not try this at home.
But, yeah.
Did you see, how were they igniting the, because they weren't standing close to the tube, right?
You know,
were they just throwing matches?
No. So I saw the guy set up that had I didn't get a good look at it, but he had some sort of thing on a long wire.
Okay.
And then they put that in. I'm assuming they had by the time I was watching, they already had the diesel in because I didn't see the anything in there. But so he was putting the thing, look kind of like a normal, like kind of mortar shell kind of thing in there.
Okay.
Like I said, I needed to get a great look at it. And then he wired something together and ran the wire off a ways.
All right. Got it.
For the those big green metal tubes.
Yeah, because you don't want to be close to one of those things when that goes off. So.
No.
Anyway, that was pretty amazing.
But, yeah, they have my vote for do that again.
Yeah, definitely. So glad I went to that. So, Christmas is a-coming. Got any great gift ideas, Matt?
No, I haven't even really looked.
No?
No, I've just kind of been focused on some other things.
Well, the reality is that anything that gets that's like on the market and it's just recently been invented is going to be obsolete by Christmas anyway, right?
So. 23 days from now, yep, it's obsolete. Don't bother.
Don't get too far ahead of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because, if you buy what are they up to now, an iPhone 18 or something like that?
16.
Okay,
right?
So I'm sorry.
Looks like we have a call.
Let's see. Oh, all right, there we go.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey, geeks, it's Donna. How are you?
Good. How you doing, dear?
Pretty good.
Good.
I was just over in the valley, actually, yesterday. It was a beautiful weather.
Oh, yeah.
A little chilly, but other than that, beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, I was thinking about getting an iPad mini. The new iPad minis just came out. Have you guys heard anything about those?
I really haven't, but really, truly, are your eyes good enough to use an iPad mini? If so, I'm very jealous.
I do have to wear glasses, but here's the thing. I like to travel to Europe, and carrying my heavy, big iPad, I decided I'm going to try and lighten my load, because I usually try and travel with just a little carry-on.
Got it.
Like a backpack.
Yeah.
That's it. So,
okay, well, that's a good reason. There are not many good reasons to go to an iPad mini, but that's one of them. So.
You're right. There isn't. And my iPad is fairly old. Mm-hmm. So it's a good excuse to get a newer iPad while still getting something I could travel with.
Yeah.
And definitely. I want to get the pen, you know, the the new pen or whatever they call it, Apple Pen. I don't know what they call it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was thinking about that. But I was looking at all the Black Friday deals, and I think Apple uses Black Friday as a way to get rid of their aging inventory because all the incentives were pretty much on, you know, older stuff or like on that Watch SE, which is like a kid's watch. It's not meant for a adult as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a real basic watch, I think. That's what the guy at the Apple store, I walked in there like, what are the deals for Black Friday? And he's like, well, you can probably get better deals on Amazon than at the Apple store if you want something new.
Got it. Because I'm actually, my iPad has finally gotten to the point now where I have to tap on things 2 to 3 times before it actually hears me. And composing an email is torture at the very least.
Oh.
So, and I'm okay with old backstock from Apple because I think the iPad I'm on right now, it's an iPad Air second generation, maybe third, you know, so it's probably eight or 10 years old at this point. And, you know, I'm willing to say I got my money's worth out of that thing, you know.
So, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I can't upgrade it anymore. My sound thing at the top doesn't work. I have to use the controls that are the software controls instead of the hardware control. Switch doesn't work anymore. So, yeah. So I'm kind of at the point where I don't want to buy a new iPad because this one works. I mean, I could get on the internet and do pretty much what I want. The nice thing, I will say the nicest thing about having a Mac, an iPad, an iPhone is that I can receive a text on my phone and reply on my Mac.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can attach pictures. Mm-hmm. I can. It's so nice.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, the only thing, and maybe you know the workaround for this, or maybe you know something about it, is that I use the text message SMS forwarding. Do you ever use that where it forwards SMS from your phone to your iPad?
No, I haven't used that.
Well, so that's a feature that you can do. And then, I mean, obviously, if your iMessage on your iPad is attached to your Apple ID, then you're going to get you're supposed to get all those. But I only get like maybe 20% of the iMessage that comes in. I only get 20% of what I get on my phone on my iPad. And I really have, you know, that's one of those things where I've wanted to go deep on that and figure out what's going on. Because it can be kind of, I don't know, inconvenient, I guess would be the way to say it.
Yeah, well, so. One thing that I've noticed is that I have different contact lists for, you know, how we've just had different phones over the years and different, you know, I've had Gmail, I've had my Apple Mail, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I have all these, apparently I have different contact lists. So, for example, if I get a text message from somebody on my phone, it may say coming from Mary, but on my iPad, it'll have her phone number. It won't have her name there. Mm-hmm. It's like the contact lists are not being associated. So I wonder if it has anything to do with the ones that you're not receiving, not being on your contact.
Well, that's an interesting idea because, you know, I thought all my contacts should be ubiquitous across devices because of iCloud, and I mean, I'm pretty much use my iCloud address book for everything. That's kind of how I roll. But I'll look into that. It's an intriguing idea.
Yeah, look into that.
Yeah,
I'm really curious. But I have, but I haven't tried the SMS forwarding because. So yeah, you're right. I only get my iMessage messages on my iPad.
Yeah,
I don't get messages from people who have like an Android.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know whether SMS forwarding is something that would be helpful to you, but it is a feature. It is an option, you know, something you can, you know, do. And, of course, the SMS messages come across green just like they do on a phone. And a lot of the extra rich text features and stuff that Apple allows you to have on iMessage are not available on those. But That's a talk about a first world problem, boy.
Yeah. When are they moving to? Aren't they moving to something called RSC?
Who?
Instead of plain SMS. Let me double check.
Oh, the SMS people are upgrading?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Got
Will
it.
Will that affect our iPhone iMessage at all? But they're not. So, they're not. They're different.
Probably not. iMessage is a completely data-based, internet-based technology as opposed to a cellular-based technology. So, yeah.
You know, I watched a video recently, not to change subjects, but on, you know, all the new with what settings to turn on and off in your latest operating system of the iPhone.
Uh huh.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Do you use any, one of the things I was going to talk about today was spam filtering, spam calls, spam texts, so on and so forth for iOS. Have you ever used anything for that?
No, but I don't get them very often, I will tell you that. Is it under settings, or how do you set that up?
Well, you pretty much have to use a third-party app. And
I've just been anytime somebody texts me that I don't know and I don't, you know, it's like block.
Yeah.
So build that block database once especially if it's junk, you know, if it's clearly junk.
Yeah. Well, I hate to say it, but this is completely my fault. I had this moment of panic yesterday thinking that open enrollment for Affordable Care Act insurance had passed me by. And so I jumped on and I got on what I thought was the Connect for Health Colorado site. And to get any more information, all they wanted to know is my first, last name, email address, and phone number. And I punched it in and hit next. But then my phone proceeded to blow up. I'm getting phone calls from this, like there's a whole block of phone numbers from Silverton, Colorado that it's like, so you can't just block one of them. You got to block at this point, there's been found 15 different numbers that they're coming through. And yeah. So, and since political season's kind of cooled down, the text messages have settled down, you know, but this, I found an app, it's called Umail. And, it basically it'll actually filter your voicemail messages as well. And so I only have about 2 hours on it, so I'll report back later on how it goes.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, anyway. Well, good luck with the iPad Mini.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was excited to see they finally released one, you know, because I'd been waiting for a few years. They are pretty small, I do agree, but I really don't like to use, like, if I'm on the phone, I don't want to, if somebody says, oh, look at this or look at that, I want to be able to use my iPad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep,
I get you.
I don't know if I told you guys this, and then I'll let you go, but when I went to Europe the last time, I set up a eSIM.
Yep.
And I didn't get all my text messages. I think I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And
you did.
I did go in the Apple Store. They were not very helpful, actually. They just said, yeah, well, you probably just didn't get any. Or, well, a week without text messages? I don't know about that. But so I didn't really find anything out about that.
Yeah.
I just don't. I have a week. Mm-hmm. You know, missing. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, about 3-4 weeks ago, I would have said, well, you should have just set yourself up with a WhatsApp account and forwarded all your text messages temporarily to the WhatsApp account. But since in the last 3 weeks, I've had one of my clients get significantly compromised by somebody breaking into their WhatsApp account, and it created all kinds of havoc for them. And, so I'm not very keen on WhatsApp right now.
Interesting.
She had it. WhatsApp by default will configure you when you first set it up. They'll try to get you to configure it so that all of your text messages dump into WhatsApp first. So that's like that's the first destination for them. So all of a sudden, all of your TFA stuff for all your different online accounts starts going there. So if you're if you have WhatsApp and it's set up like that, and your WhatsApp account gets compromised, then pretty much your whole life is their oyster. Anything that uses TFA that goes to text message, they can get right into. And
okay, well that's good to know. Yeah. I'll not use that.
Yeah, it's I think if you exercise a slightly different, I think if you don't take the option of like having it be the first line of reception for text messages, then I think you'd be okay. I don't mean to disparage WhatsApp, but in this case, that's a chink in the armor that's needs to be recognized. So,
okay. Well, thanks for the info.
Yeah, you bet. Okay.
All right.
Well, hey, we'll be right on the brink of Christmas next time we do a show. So we will look forward to hearing from you then.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And tell
you
us about all the cool gifts you're getting ready to give people.
Okay.
So,
sounds good.
Right. Take care, Donna.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. We have a few minutes left. 970-963-2976.
That was our foreign correspondent, Donna Dalton.
Yeah.
Calling in from.
So, it looks. So, just to go back to the SMS thing real briefly. So, the new one's called RSC, which is Rich Communication Services, though sometimes also marked as Advanced Messaging. Either way, it's often positioned as next generation replacement for SMS and MMS. RSC allows you to take advantage of some of the many familiar features that were previously exclusive to over-the-top messaging like WhatsApp. So just has more tools, more options. So, but it sounds like SMS is kind of going the way of the dodo.
I'm going to be so sad.
Yeah.
Is it still limited like 164 characters, SMS?
160.
Okay.
I think everything kind of hides it at this point.
Yeah.
Because your app will just go, the application
your device reassembles the message. Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay. I think it'll.
Yeah, because I am yet. It's been a long, long time since I've had somebody's SMS message show up in two chunks.
Yeah, so I think there's some parsing that happens with the display application that keeps that from happening. But I don't think the service has technically changed.
Okay, so it's still 160 characters.
Yeah,
got it.
So, but they may be using these other tools like RSC now.
Got it.
To bypass that. So I'm not sure what the technical
got it.
Parts of that are.
Okay. Well, we will keep our finger on the pulse of that and report back. That's a pretty major change. I mean, we've been on SMS for, 25 years? Well,
Since my Razer V3 and before that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to remember what my really. I had a Razer, too.
I still have that Razer. I should boot it up and see if it still works.
It's the razor you can't shave with, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. The Motorola Razor.
Yes, yes.
V3. That was a fantastic phone.
Well, aren't they out with the new Razor? Don't
yes,
they have a
there's new,
new
one, yeah.
The new the dual screen.
Something,
It's a foldable screen, basically.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, got it. Nice. Well, I had a little feature. My AI assistant, Annika, recommended that I do that I talk about epic AI fails and blunders, so which I find quite interesting. The supposedly not self-aware AI assistant is willing, ready to poke fun at herself and her peers. So
yeah, I'm. Just, is there a? Because remember, there used to be "damn you" autocorrect.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is there a darn you? AI.
Darn you, AI. Well, I don't know. My take away on these AI blunders that I was going to read to you guys is that they're a little bit too large to just put some glib little post up on damn you, AI. Well, the first one is actually pretty lighthearted. McDonald's, I guess, was using AI for their ordering kiosks for a period of time, or at least experimenting with that. And I guess there's a epic TikTok video in which two people were repeatedly pleading with the AI to stop as it kept adding more chicken McNuggets to their order, eventually reaching 260 orders. And
Was that the 10-piece, the 20-piece, or the 40-piece?
I don't know.
Or is it, is it 260 pieces of chicken?
They don't drill down that deep.
Oh, darn.
It, you know, I'm afraid. Because,
I mean, that's a lot of chicken if you multiply 260 by 40.
No matter how many. I mean, even if it's 10, I mean, that's still 2,600 nuggets. That's a lot. That's a lot of nuggets. So
that's when we have to go up to the person and go, do you have enough nuggets to complete this order?
In a June 13th internal memo, McDonald's announced it would end the partnership with IBM and shut down the tests. So it had piloted AI at more than 100 U.S. drive-thrus and indicated it still sees a future in voice ordering solutions. So are you familiar with Grok AI?
I tried to see if the computer I have has enough horsepower to run it.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no.
Got it. What happens when it runs out of horsepower?
It just stops. The computer's just full. It
starts whinnying. Right?
No, it just stops.
Okay.
Your swap is full. Your RAM is full. Your VRAM is full. It has no place. There's no place left to go.
It just stops. It's funny you should say that because my Mac Mini at home replica can like crash it every time. It just completely maxes it out, and no warning messages. It just basically goes to the thing where you got the video basically goes south, and you get the little rainbow colored lines just randomly spattered all over the screen. And the only way to get out of it is to
reboot,
do a hard reset on it. So, Grok, which was originally Elon Musk's AI. Basically, I guess, came across an article, written about a Dallas Mavericks basketball player. And, after ingesting some posts about him throwing bricks, which is a common basketball term for a badly missed shot in his final game with the Golden State Warriors, the team suffered a blowout loss. It basically, the chatbot, went ahead and published an article, saying that, accusing him of vandalism, throwing bricks. So, and let's see. New York City AI chatbot encourages business owners to break the law. This Microsoft powered chatbot was giving entrepreneurs incorrect information that would lead them to break the law. Let's see. It falsely claimed that owners could take a cut of their workers' tips, fire workers who complain of sexual harassment, and serve food that had been nibbled by rodents.
Nibbled by rodents.
It also claimed landlords could discriminate based on their source of income. The last one I'm going to read is, it has to do with, and this is one that everybody should be aware of. I'm here to provide a consumer service. Air Canada was using an AI chatbot for handling reticketing. This individual was applying for a bereavement discount, and the AI chatbot basically told him that he could apply for the bereavement discount within 90 days of purchase of the tickets. When he submitted his refund claim, the airline turned him down, saying that bereavement fares can't be claimed after tickets have been purchased. He did take it to a tribunal in Canada, which is their equivalent of small claims court, and the tribunal did eventually end up ordering the airline to pay him $812, including $650 in damages. So I guess the moral of the story on that is if you're interacting with a being that may possibly be an AI chatbot or something like that, the better the documentation you can get from the promises made and the claims made, the better, in case a similar situation happens to you. So,
Yep. Record all your phone calls. Actually, it's easy. They added that to your iPhone on
really?
iOS 18.
I need to figure out how to do that. Oh, iOS 18.
Yeah, iOS 18, I think, has built in. It has a feature to record calls built in now.
Does it beep every 20 seconds?
I don't know.
Like the old school recorders.
Luckily, Colorado is a single party. At least the last time I checked.
Yeah.
But I think California, New York, and a few others are dual party.
What does that mean exactly?
So I can record myself having a conversation with you. I don't have to tell you.
All right.
So, but if I was, if we were having that California, that conversation in California and I was recording it, I'd have to tell you.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, check your local laws for that one.
Got it. Okay. My phone just popped up yesterday and said, you need to upgrade to iOS 18.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that was one of the ones that has a a recorder now.
Are you on the 13? Is that what your phone is?
15.
15. Okay, got it. Yeah, no. I'm still on 11, and I'm doing research on how long I can get by on my iPhone 11. So.
Yeah. No, my carrier made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Oh, they're so good at that.
Uh-huh.
I think they have an offer you can't refuse department. That just guys that just sit around and come up with offers that you can't refuse.
Uh-huh. So then you're going, my phone's starting to get a little wonky.
Yeah.
But $5 a month? Fine.
Well, I lost my data network last week, and it dropped out around Aspen Glen, and I figured, oh, just Aspen Glen, right? You know?
Right.
And it didn't come back. Tried putting it in airplane mode, turn it back normal mode. Didn't come back. Got all the way to Newcastle. I'm on a completely different set of towers. It's still out. I contact Xfinity, my cell carrier. And they said, well, that's because you need to upgrade your plan.
Your unlimited plan? Your unlimited data plan? Oh, you ran out of the data.
No. I just needed to upgrade my plan because I'm on a really old plan, and it obviously has some provisions in it that they don't want me using. But they saved me $20 a month. So anyway, take us out, Matt.
All right. You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer from Marine Fork Help Desk. And Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Matt.
You're welcome. We'll be back on the 16th.
Until then, don't touch your knob.